12 June 1912. Talk at 309 West 78th Street, New York. Notes by Mary J. McNutt. You are all exceedingly welcome. Do you realize how much you should thank God for His blessings? If you should thank Him 1,000 times with each breath, it would not be sufficient, because God has created and trained you. He has protected you from every affliction and prepared every gift and bestowal. Consider what a kind Father He is. He bestows His gift before you ask. We were not in the world of existence, but as soon as we were born, we found everything prepared for our needs and comfort without question on our part. He has given us a kind Father and compassionate Mother, provided for us 2 springs of salubrious milk, pure atmosphere, refreshing water, gentle breezes, and the sun shining above our heads. In brief, He has supplied all the necessities of life, although we did not ask for any of these great gifts. With pure mercy and bounty, He has prepared this great table. It is a mercy which precedes asking. There is another kind of mercy, which is realized after questioning and supplication. He has bestowed both upon us, without asking and with supplication. He has created us in this radiant century, a century longed for and expected by all the sanctified souls in past periods. It is a blessed century. It is a blessed day. The philosophers of history have agreed that this century is equal to 100 past centuries.
This is true from every standpoint.
This is the century of science, inventions, discoveries, and universal laws. This is the century of the revelation of the mysteries of God. This is the century of the effulgence of the rays of the Sun of Truth. Therefore, you must render thanks and glorification to God that you were born in this age. Furthermore, you have listened to the call of Baha'u'llah.
Your nostrils are perfumed with the breezes of the paradise of Abha.
You have caught glimpses of the light from the horizon of the Orient. You were asleep. You are awakened. Your ears are attentive. Your hearts are informed. You have acquired the love of God. You have attained to the knowledge of God. This is the most great bestowal of God. This is the breath of the Holy Spirit. And this consists of faith and assurance. This eternal life is the second birth. This is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. God has destined this station for you all. He has prepared this for you. You must appreciate the value of this bounty and engage your time in mentioning and thanking the True One. You must live in the utmost happiness.
If any trouble or vicissitude comes into your lives, if your heart is depressed on account of health, livelihood, or vocation, let not these things affect you.
They should not cause unhappiness, for Baha'u'llah has brought you divine happiness. He has prepared heavenly food for you. He has destined eternal bounty for you. He has bestowed everlasting glory upon you. Therefore, these glad tidings should cause you to soar in the atmosphere of joy forever and ever. Render continual thanks unto God, so that the confirmations of God may encircle you all.